John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. It's time to check in with John this morning and see how he's feeling about the procedure that he's having. That's how we're going to say it, Jess. Procedure.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you feeling on the morning of your procedure?
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling a little apprehensive. I have another round of procedure preparation to go through before I go in later on, which I'm not looking forward to, but I don't need to go into that too much with you guys, but I wish I was much rather be with you too, that's for sure.
Much rather be with us than having the procedure that you're having later.
You can say colonoscopy, it's okay.
Okay, well, go ahead and talk to us about what's going on today, John.
Well, I'm getting a colonoscopy. What else needs to be said? Maybe some sushi afterwards? I don't know.
Now, let's be honest. You're very apprehensive about it, and most people are, which is why a lot of people put it off, right?
You know, and that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I have heard a lot of my friends alarmingly have said, no. I was like, what are you talking about? And everybody I've talked to that's gone through this says what I was doing yesterday and what I'm about to do in a couple minutes is the worst part, and the procedure is actually kind of the second seat after that, so pretty easy. So I'm not really right now. I'm just waiting for it to be over so I can get back to life as usual. But you know what? I'll be fine. And there's a GoFundMe page set up.
Oh right my now. God! You know, listen, it's an uncomfortable situation because let's be honest. You know, just ask a woman who has to go every year for her yearly checkup.
Right.
No one's excited
right.
about it. No one feels good about being that vulnerable, you know, and
right.
exposed. And that's what it is. That's what keeps people from going.
I was actually talking to my girlfriend about this yesterday, who's been very understanding and very supportive and just, you know, sending me texts and positive thoughts. And I'm sorry that you have to go through this. It was one of the things that she said. And I was like, I'm not. And by the way, every month for about 3 or 4 days, you feel like absolute dog crap and you never complain about it. You just go through it. That's what you have to do every month. It's not fun, but it's certainly not a bad thing. So I'm fine.
So John, what'd you have for dinner last night?
I had broth and lemon jello.
We could tell that you were not happy about the situation yesterday because that's all you could eat. And man, when John's hungry, he's a different person.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. I apologize actually to Jessica yesterday because I was so short with her. Because I just, I just love food so much. And I love towards the end of the show thinking about what I'm going to have to eat at work. And yesterday I was like, I'm going to make some lemon jello. I haven't had jello, so now I don't even know how long. And chicken broth. And you know what, though? I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty starving right now.
I bet. But you must have your meal planned.
You know what? I don't yet. Because I'm not sure what the plan's going to be afterwards. I don't have to go. I'm not getting it done until 2. But I have to continue preparing.
Yes, I get that. I went through this with my husband, and he was very, very miserable during this part of it, and the rest of it was just fine.
Yeah. So was he active afterwards? I heard you just go home and sleep afterwards.
Well, I mean, you sleep off a little bit of your medication, but you're just fine. Trust me.
Oh, no, I'm talking about fine. I'm talking about, am I going to be able to have a meal afterwards? What I'm talking about.
Yes, you will be able to eat.
Very worried.
And
about
you'll
that.
Be famished.
Yeah, my brother-in-law Butch, who's our biggest fan listening in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, on the Odyssey app right now, which is free at AULADCY, he said the first thing you're going to say is, I'm famished, and the second thing you're going to say is, that was nothing. So
there you go. All right, John, we'll see you tomorrow bright and early with a little pep in your, extra pep in your step.
This is it.
You'll be lighter and you'll feel great.
You seem a little too excited about this. It's like it's almost as if you called the clinic and said, you know what, go light on the medication for him. let him truly experience it.
You'll be just fine. We can't wait to see you tomorrow, John.
Thanks for handling everything, as always.
Enjoy your jello and your broth. See ya.
Shut up.
Bye. John is out today. He's having a colonoscopy today. It's not something that everybody wants to talk about, but it's something that has to be done. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Kara's in Carlsbad. Good morning, Kara. What's up?
Good morning. I just love the conversation you're having about John with his colonoscopy. I mean, who wants to do that, right?
Ew. Nobody does.
But I've been putting it off for a long time. Last December, I lost my voice, and I kept going to Kaiser, and they kept saying it's this, whatever. They finally were going to do an endoscopy, but they weren't going to put me out for it, and I was like, oh. They go, well, you need a colonoscopy, too. They put you out for that. Okay, do both. Use two different sets of tools, right?
Okay.
Don't use the same tool on both ends.
Yeah.
And so I did the colonoscopy. Well, a polyp came back that had cancer in it. This was in April.
Oh, wow.
And so they said, well, we're going to have to take a foot and a half of your colon out. So in June, I went
to
the hospital. It was supposed to be a five-day stay. And they took a foot and a half of my colon out. I was out the next morning because I'm tough, right? I'm a beast.
Oh, I love that. I love your attitude.
Then after that, like, I never had any negative thoughts. I've been totally positive. Didn't miss any work. I've been on top of it. But after that, when they did the surgery, they found more in my lymph nodes, which makes it a stage 3 colon cancer.
Oh, wow.
So then they said, well, you're going to have to do chemo. I just finished my last chemo treatment a month ago. I just got my scans back, and I'm all clean.
Yay!
So it's very important if they say get a colonoscopy. If they tell me now to get one every week for the rest of my life, that's what I'm going to do.
Wow.
It's a crappy situation, but you got to do it.
You have such a fabulous attitude, and you're absolutely right. If you would have never done it,
I would have never known.
You would have never known.
It was a blessing in disguise that I lost my voice.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Good for John.
I mean, who would have thought that would have led you there?
Nobody. And even people here at work, they're like, you do not look like you're sick. Well, that's because I'm tough.
Oh, shit, that's awesome. I am so glad that you called, and you probably just changed somebody else's mind to make sure that they go do it too.
I hope so. I really hope so.
I do too. And congratulations on your clean scan and a long and prosperous life for you, because you're super tough.
100%. I'm a beast.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.